A farmer takes the brunt of the storm. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
And all of a sudden, you know, it was just dark. And I mean the wind and the rain, it started coming down, and the wind was so terrible, I knew something was bad and wrong.
Carroll County farmer Dwight Bone talking about one of the many tornadoes that touched down across the state on Tuesday, and he and his wife were just able to reach their basement before the storm ripped their house and barns apart.
Well, it demolished my house. Then I've got a shop right next to my house, and then I've got a hay barn that's adjacent to the shop. The barn is 70 by 100, and it's completely, half of it's gone, and my shop half gone. I've got 146 acres right here in this place, and, you know, it'll take me 2 months to clean the pastures up.
Now, Bone, who runs a cattle and hay operation near Brewston, believes his cattle came through okay, but much of his 4,000 square bales of hay were lost, along with at least two vehicles. His tractors and other vehicles suffered only minor damage. And just as many say after these experiences, Bone says the material things can be replaced, lives can't.
I'm originally from Humphreys County, which is two counties east of Carroll County. It's more down in the valleys. In West Tennessee is a little bit flatter and a lot more windier, and you just don't have much to cut the wind. But this is first time for me for a tornado.
Now, there were reports of at least 12 tornadoes that touched down Tuesday, and some 1,800 claims statewide were filed that had Farm Bureau insurance. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.